Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign is out this morning with a DNA test that shows Warren does have Native American ancestry. It comes after years of accusations that Warren has faked that part of her heritage in order to advance her career. In a campaign video, Warren talks with a Stanford genetics expert who performed the test.
Now, the president likes to call my mom a liar. What do the facts say?
The facts suggest that you
absolutely have a Native American ancestor in your pedigree.
Okay, for a look at what's behind this campaign video, why Senator Warren might have released it now, we're joined this morning by Jeff Berry, political science professor at Tufts University and a WBUR political analyst. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So what do you think Warren's hoping to achieve by releasing this test and the video?
She's showing that she can play offense as well as defense, that she's going to be aggressive and she won't be bullied by the president. She'll also taunt him with these results, because after the president began calling her Pocahontas, she said she'd take a DNA test if he'd release his taxes. He never agreed to such a deal, but she can use that to raise the issue again, implying the president didn't have the guts to stand up to the deal.
So should we read this almost solely then as a political move ahead of the 2020 presidential election?
Absolutely. She is running in a big way. She's already built what the Washington Post calls a shadow war room. This is a campaign office of hers that's done work in all 50 states already, and she's supporting 150 Democratic candidates at various levels. So she's picking up a lot of IOUs right now.
But you don't think this is going to stop President Trump, do you, from criticizing Warren over her Native American ancestry? I mean, the test points out that if her Native American ancestor is back 10 generations, and the test says it could be that far back, she's just 1/512th Native American. You can almost hear Trump ridiculing her for that number. Well, anyone can be 1/512th of anything.
Well, it doesn't take much to catalyze the Trump Twitter activity, so he will be sure to use that, and he'll come up with other reasons to make fun of her. So this hasn't stopped. I think what's important here is that she's saying, when he punches, I'm going to counterpunch.
Do you view Elizabeth Warren as the very early Democratic frontrunner in this race?
In terms of name recognition, she and Joe Biden come out at the top, but I regard her as the leader. I think Biden has a lot of problems given his age, and I think she's superior to him in terms of her organization. She's already moving much faster than he is to build an organization. So I think, given the doubts people have about Joe Biden, I think Elizabeth Warren is now the front runner. Early, but she's the front runner.
Jeff Berry, political science professor at Tufts University, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.